Microsoft Dynamics 365 fits your business and enables you to grow at your own pace in the cloud. Dynamics 365 provides an integrated view into business processes from the manufacturing floor to sales to service. Processes can be changed and evolved in real time using a modern, consistent, and proven extensible platform, so they are not held back by legacy technologies. Through the new Dynamics 365 Common Data Model, applications can be custom built or extended with Power Apps and Microsoft Flow. This integration results in connected systems that give employees the right information for their role, when and where they need it. Dynamics 365 enables you to adapt to new business models, customer needs, or trends in the marketplace. Experience what's possible for your business with Dynamics 365.
So good morning. Dynamics 365 is our next generation of intelligent business applications, and that's what we're going to be discussing over the next hour. My name's Mike Newell. I'm a solution specialist in this field for Microsoft New Zealand. I cover most of New Zealand, actually, and a lot of our key customers. So it's nice to see everybody here today. And I'd also like to introduce Nicole.
I work with Mike in the business application team at Microsoft. And I've actually done a lot of what is in there the last 20 years, where I've did CRM implementations all around the world, as well as actually a PhD in large-scale optimization problems or supply chain in the area of logistics and supply chain management.
So what we just saw in that video was a vision for the future for Microsoft in terms of our Dynamics applications and how we will integrate that and are integrating that with the fuller Microsoft stack. But let's go back in time a little bit. The term ERP was actually first coined by Gartner in 1990. In fact, it started really in the 70s and 80s with materials planning and really just streamlining business processes and financials and inventory and things like that. And really, it's probably been the fundamental, most significant business software category and probably most important business categories of the last 20 or 30 years. Don't you agree?
No, Mike, I actually don't. I think CRM is very important, because if you look like that, you can build and manufacture as much products you want. If you don't have anyone in sales and marketing who are actually trying to sell that out to the customers, you don't need all the other stuff like manufacturing and finance, because there is nothing you actually can do with it.
Well, stop there. I mean, I've heard this customer experience thing talked about a lot, and CRM, and, you know, if you get something delivered late, or the quantity is not enough, or you can't do a return, or the pricing's wrong, you're a pretty unhappy customer. So ERP is actually a foundation of customer experience too.
Yeah, but what do you do if a customer calls and has a complaint? What are you actually using from a process and system as support? You're using the service part within your customer relationship management system to actually try to take the complaint and then follow through.
So just a question, who here has been involved in the rollout or the specification or in any way with ERP systems over the years? Quite a few hands up there.
Let's ask, who has done that in the CRM area?
So I think you can see where we're going with this. Wouldn't it be good if we could actually take those and bring them together and really get the best of both worlds? And really, that's the foundation of Dynamics 365. We start with our foundations in our ERP category, which was AX, Dynamics AX, and we start with the foundation of Dynamics CRM, and we bring those together. And in doing so, we start to define purpose-built applications for business. So purpose-built sales applications, purpose-built service applications, purpose-built operations, which is the ERP component. And these are the components that form the foundation of Dynamics 365. And then, because we're Microsoft, we go a step further. We start thinking about how do you interact with those systems? Can you use the tools you use every day? Can you use your Outlook? Can you use the productivity tools that you're already familiar with? And so we already started with that a couple of years ago, integrating Skype and integrating SharePoint, integrating Outlook and having apps for Outlook. That's been rolling out over the last couple of years. But now what we're able to do is take that to the next level with Dynamics 365 so that that UI, that consistency, and that data is taken right across from your productivity tools through into your ERP and CRM.
Yeah, and if we're looking at the right-hand side where we have intelligence, and that's where actually my passion comes in, because I've worked very long in trying to optimize and predict things, and we're actually trying to start using intelligence, using the data. Think about you collecting data all around, you collecting data in your sales order, your collecting data in your financial systems, you're collecting data in your, for example, manufacturing and machines. And if I just take out, for example, IoT, according to IHS, by 2018, we will have 80 billion devices connected to the internet. So, and they're collecting data. And if we actually can use that data and actually can use and predict an action upon that. So think about, you have a machine, an engine, which gives you a signal that it will starting to fail. If we then can actually take that signal and convert it into a work order as part of field service, where we then can send out a technician to actually fix that issue before it even fails. That is where we're getting actually real great customer experience. And that's just one of the examples on what we can do as part of intelligence and moving these worlds together.
That's right. And just to bring this to life a little bit, looking at these apps we have here, these can be deployed standalone. So I can choose just take a sales app. And then as my business grows, I can extend that. So let's look at a couple of examples. Let's look at, by 2020, they're saying that customer service will overtake any other predictor of sales as being the key influencer. So if I'm in sales, if I'm in a sales role, I want to be able to see what complaints have happened, what customer cases have been raised. So I'm seamlessly able to do that through integration. If I'm in customer service and I can't fix a problem on the phone, and I need to get a technician into the field or roll a truck or get that next action happening, that case can spin off a work order, and that work order has all the information it needs about location, what's the problem, what's the inventory needed. In the future, we're using technology like HoloLens potentially as well to solve these problems. When I'm in the field, I'm a resource. I'm a technician or maybe I'm a truck. However, I want to define a resource. That resource can be shared with those businesses that do project services. So if you have someone on a 3-month project and you need to take them off to resolve a short-term break fix issue with a customer, that single resource calendar is integrated, so I can see right across that. As Nicole was saying, I can trigger a technician or a truck to roll based on IoT sensors, or indeed just use the intelligence start predicting failures and roll the truck before the device fails. And all this hooks back in with our productivity suite so that in a single UI I have access to my CRM, to my ERP, to my calendar, messaging, Skype, etc. through the productivity integration. And this sits on top of the foundation of this is actually a common data model, which we're going to talk about later. And the common data model unites these pieces you can see in front of you here. And we extend it, you can extend it, using Power Apps and Flow, which again we talk about, and there's actually a session on at 10 o'clock, so we're not going to go into too much depth on that, but that's the next session after this. And then once you've actually been able to extend it, you can actually start to, you could potentially monetize it as well by putting that into AppSource, which is our app store for ISV solutions and related solutions that include not just Dynamics 365, but also intelligence apps and other related applications, as long as they have a business process flavor they will go into AppSource. So this paints a picture for integration, for extensibility, and for an applications environment ecosystem that you can leverage going forward. And really, that's it in a nutshell. But let's try and bring it to life a bit. We've talked a little bit about business process. Before we do that, let's look at the advantages for you. Firstly, you can start small. So your customers can start with just the app they need and then grow with that. Secondly, that productivity advantage means you can use the tools you've always been using. So there's less retraining, there's the ability to get going quickly, just using those productivity tools that you're familiar with. Thirdly, you've got data, and that data's growing. You can start to use that to generate next best steps or use it for various use cases around intelligence and leveraging that data for intelligence. And that can be your data and external data. And finally, you can extend it as you grow, either yourself building it out, using those ISV applications in AppSource, or extending it using Power Apps. Let's look at an example now. Let's look at bring this to life with a process. So one of the processes that's most common is the prospect to cash process. Typically, this had multiple stakeholders. There'd be somebody in sales chasing the opportunity. There'll be somebody else potentially in back office sales support who are doing quotes. There might be somebody in manufacturing that's taking that through, making sure that that's being planned, making sure that's being shipped, and then invoicing with the finance team. Multiple stakeholders involved, and multiple challenges around master data. So do I have two product masters? Where's my customer master? Is it the AR file, or is it the customer data database within CRM? And you also have transactional issues as well, about batch processing or delays and getting things done. And this all impacts your ability to take things to market quickly, to take new products to market, or to potentially even enter new geographies, for instance. So this is the challenge that faces many businesses. And this is one of the challenges that we're going to talk about now.
Okay, great. I want to do some role play. I'm actually a sales rep. I just came off the phone with one of my customers, GDI, who want to place an order. And before I actually to do these things, I had to log into two different systems. I never actually really trusted the data. Was the product correct? Were the price correct? Because user either had to maintain it into system or the integration was a little bit botchy and it was hanging somewhere in the middle. So now we just did a Dynamics 365 implementation, and let me tell you and show you how that will work now. So in here, I'm actually launched onto my Dynamics 365 home screen, and that is new. But what you can see is actually here I have pinned down my most used apps. So I can quickly launch them. In addition, I have the possibility here to actually search for additional apps where partners have provided very specific solution which can help me my process. So now, back to the problem, I needed to create an order. So first of all, I go actually and go into my sales application. When I launch my sales application, I actually land on my sales dashboard. And what does it show me? It's actually a Power BI dashboard where all the data of our systems are put together, and I can see actually in one view the business performance. So I can see here the sales which are happening till today. I even get here the supply chain health. I can see how many customers are in there and how the distribution is going. Down here, I have another supply chain management KPI, my average stock outs the last 30 days, and together with some campaign data and here my opportunity data, I can actually see what is happening within our business. Then if I actually want to go through and I say, look at on top of here, Dynamics 365 Sales Dashboard. It's the same look and feel that I had before within my Dynamics 3RM application. So I can even go further down here, and it's all there the same. So actually, to train me up and having the change to upgrade to Dynamics 365 was really easy, non-existent, didn't have any issues for me. Let's go in and really look at back to the opportunity where I needed to create my order from. So I go to history, and here I see my printers for GDI. When I opening up that opportunity here, I have, as before, my sales stages of the opportunity and the tasks I need to do to complete that opportunity and actually close down the sale. I have the summary as well as my sales assistants and the activities that are happening. So there is nothing, all the same and all the same and look and feel. Scrolling down and closing the summary tab, I come into my product line items. And that is where really what I now really trust this data, because this data is directly integrated to my operations, so my former AX part of the system where I have my product and my price, and I know it is the correct price. As if I create the order, it will go through correctly. If I further scroll down the line, I see my quote. So I have all the information available to actually now go ahead and create the order. So I close this opportunity as one. I put in the revenue, and then before, I would have needed to actually go into my EX system and actually create that order. Now, the system will automatically do that for me. So I don't have, first of all, I actually win time back, and secondly, I don't do any data entry mistakes. So if I want to then see the order, I can go into my Dynamics 365 navigation menu and can go there easily within operations. When I land on my operations home screen, I have the same look and feel as I had before within AX. So again, from a change management perspective, everything stayed the same. And I can now actually open up my workspaces and opening up my order. In the order itself, I can see, if I drill down, I see the products, I see the line items, the customer got created automatically by the system, and I actually can then just easily fulfill that order with shipping it out and creating the invoice.
Thanks, Nicole. So what we saw there was a seamless flow from prospect to cash. What we didn't see were things like needing to wait for batch processing, needing to log on again, any other delays that would typically be associated with reconciliation issues. What we did see was master data shared, so the product line items that are available for manufacturing are shown in the quoting screen. If the customers knew that master data is correct, is automatically created in your ERP system, so a new customer gets created. I'm not having to reconcile that either. So really, it's a nice, seamless experience, enabling you to move faster and to really process that business process. So we're just going to swing on to a new area now. We've got four areas we're covering. The next area is relating to intelligence. So data is growing. Data is the new currency. So how can you start to make use of that in your systems? Traditionally, I've been, involved in ERP through the 90s and pretty much CRM since then. A lot of the pushback has been around data capture, frankly, in the CRM world particularly, those sales types to have discipline, capture some data and do what they're told. For some reason it didn't work. But there's a lot of data flying around. There's data flying around emails. There's potentially other data elements that can be captured as well as data that's been captured in a CRM system like closed data, etc., things like that. So traditionally that's been very difficult to analyze that data because we're in different places, and sales managers have struggled with that. So one example we're going to take relates to an area called relationship intelligence. But just before we jump into that, here's just a sprinkling of some of the intelligence we're building into Dynamics CRM, and it's just the beginning. So we're doing things like, you know, obviously like demand forecasting, like sentiment analysis, relationship analysis. We're able to start thinking about preemptive field service. So something, you know, an IoT sensor, an algorithm says, hey, this part's likely to fail. Let's fix it before it does. That's all intelligence. And that intelligence can be used right across the suite. And really, it's probably just limited by what we can think about at the moment. And as I said, this is just the start for us. We intend to be rolling out more and more intelligence within the system to help people do their jobs. So let's just focus for a moment, though, on relationship insights, one area where I was just talking about a minute ago, where sales managers struggle. I've got a sales manager over here, and she's been struggling.
So I'm a sales manager, and what actually happened is that we didn't meet the last quarter. And if you have worked in sales, that actually has a real impact on my life itself. I'm not getting paid a bonus, and I actually can't go on a holiday. So that's really, really
tough.
Yeah. So, and actually, the other thing is, I'm not really sure what is happening with my team. Where are my team working on? Are they actually working on the right opportunities in closing the sales? So let me show you how Dynamics 365 helps my life and made it easier to go forward. So if I log into the system, I see my sales management dashboard. Again, it is Power BI integrated directly into Dynamics 365. I see here my won revenue and my win count trend. I see it by industry, and I can actually could drill down further from here going directly into the opportunities. I have here how is the open possible revenue, as well as my number of opportunities split up by sales pipeline. So I actually see what's happening on the process side and where are my opportunities. Let's open up my list of open opportunities my team is working on. And one of the leading indicators if a sale will close is actually having good relationships. So we now, if I look here, I can see the health or the relationship health of each opportunity. The system will take the information which is available in Office 365, looking at the meetings my sales teams are having with our customers, looking at how many emails they are writing, and collecting all these data and predicting how good it is. And here I can see, for example, Nordwind printers, we have a quite poor relationship, and it's actually declining. And if I then actually go one step further and open up my chart pane, where I can see on my axis here, I have the days until estimated close date, and relationship health, and the size of the bubble gives me actually the estimated revenue of that sale. I see Nordwind printers are very close to close that deal. So I only have 8 days. It is a revenue of 2.6 million, and it's red. So actually, my sales team need to work on that. We maybe lose that. Let's drill down, and I can do that by just clicking on that bubble. And I come into my opportunity itself. Here again, I now get great insights, what we call relationship analytics. I see how much time that it spent, what kind of activities happened, email, phone calls, how many emails were opened by my customer, did they click actually on my attachments? So did they look at the proposal? If I go further down, I see the activities happening from my team across the timeline. So I see emails coming in and going out as well as phone call. Let's quickly have a look at here what happened on the 11th of October. the customer sent an email and actually nobody replied. We have today the 27th, so 16 days. Nobody has done anything on that important opportunity. So I'm as a sales manager, I'm now really curious what happened and why is that stalling. So I drilled further down. In addition, the system now actually takes this data and tells me what should action next. It says there's been no reply to your email, sales quote for 3D printers, and we actually should do anything. So think about, I'm as a sales manager just spent quite some time to analyze the data and looking at what's happening. Here actually the system just told me the next best action based on the data they have available. And the data which my sales team had actually available in Office 365, they didn't need to track it against that opportunity. They didn't need to have every email click coming back. We're just looking on that, so they actually had more time to spend out and selling with the customer. So if I then go just one step further and actually go into that email, we're now following up what is happening on that email. So we see how many people have opened that email, how many have viewed the attachment, how many people clicked the links. And I actually can see within the timeline, which you can see here on the right-hand side, when something has happened. So first of all, I know when my customers actually opening up emails, if they're clicking it, I can follow up an action on that. So just to quickly summarize, I now understand what is happening. I can tell my sales rep he should try and close that deal and just answer that email.
Thanks, Nicole. So what we saw there was one example of relationship intelligence. The same could be applied in a retail environment, in a POS environment, because you've got the operations applications there as well. So it's not just limited to CRM. So you can actually start to have concierge activities in a shop, next best product recommendations, next best action maybe in a financial services environment, things like that, that can really start to say, hey, what should I do next? In some ways, I saw then analysis of emails, analysis of communications, analysis of relationships, and I saw a list of opportunities by relationship. Normally, I see them by close date, or by geography, or by product, but by relationship, first time I've ever seen that. But it's not just that insights, it's actually the assistant that's helping as well, suggesting that, look, you know, you've got an opportunity closing soon, you haven't done anything about it, you know, let's get back to the customer. That kind of thing is the beginning of like a sales bot kind of idea. And that's available on your mobile phone as well as part of this, because the whole thing works on mobile and on tablets, etc. So in some ways, it's the beginning of the end of my role, but, you know, could do a good job. So look, let's now move on to the third of the four areas we're going to cover, which is productivity. We've done a lot already with productivity with the Microsoft Dynamics suite in general. We've always had that integration in place. We know the roadmap that we have for our productivity suite, and we know the roadmap we have for Dynamics. We know those ahead of time, and so we can start to take advantage of them. And so we understand those hooks into those systems, and enabling you to have a single UI or to use productivity simply by clicking for a Skype call or clicking an email comes up and all that kind of thing that you're used to already. So we're going into a little more depth with that with Dynamics 365, especially around the area of mobility and helping people be productive on the move. So let's look at an example of someone who's on the move.
So I'm switching back into a sales rep or account manager role, and what my job is actually being out at the customer, understanding what is happening, and not sitting back on my desk in the office and work from there. So actually, I want to have my systems being mobile, and actually, even if we think here in New Zealand, being available offline. So it would be great to have a system who actually can help me to work on the move. So I'm now on my mobile, sitting in the taxi, going to a customer, and I'm checking my emails. Here I got an email from Jim coming in. I have this afternoon about 3 p.m. I have a meeting with Jim, and let's see where he comes back and where we wanted to meet. But actually he said, could you please send us the proposal to review in advance? And I know probably all of you had that experience before. You're going somewhere and you're actually not prepared enough. Previously, I had to turn up and say, I'm sorry, I don't have the proposal, trying to call someone in the back office to do it. Now, actually still sitting in my taxi, I can just opening up Dynamics 365 directly from my mobile phone and go in and opening it up. It will automatically recognize, based on Office 365 and Outlook, who are the recipients of that email, and I can actually go to any of the recipients to get more insight about that contact. Here I say Jim Glynn, he's purchasing manager. What was the last activity I have done with him? What are the cases he was involved, but also in the opportunity? Let's have a more detailed look in on the opportunity. I can see what's the estimated revenue and the close date, so some very important KPIs for me to land my deal on. And if I want to have more information, I can just click very easily on my mobile phone and opening up the record. Let's do that. I'm ending up here as I'm having my opportunity on my iOS device. I see the stages of the opportunity. I see the header data as well. I see who's the owner, what activities are happening, and which document. As the customer asked me about the proposal, I actually drill down into the documents itself. I now have here the proposal we have sent out recently, and I know by the date it's actually an old proposal. Customer came back and had some changes on the product mix he wanted to look at. So I can actually, in the taxi, create directly based on the data, I can create a new proposal. By opening up here my more detailed screen and selecting, Word templates. And in the Word templates, I can have all different kind of templates available, like a quote template or here an opportunity proposal template. By selecting that template, it will actually create a Word document with the information available in the system and producing the line items with the products, the price, as well as some general description about address and what's going on. I can now have a look at that proposal on my mobile phone, change information if I want to, and if I'm fine, I'm actually just sending it out via email. So great. Whew. My work is done before that email and actually saved my butt here. Let's go. Meeting went. Customer was really happy. Jim was fine. And on my way back, I actually get another email from Jim. He's sending, great presentation. We would like to move ahead. Can you provide a quote on this? So what I actually have forgotten, and I just realize now, I haven't checked the credit limit. Can they actually buy from us, or do I need to talk about financial aspects and paying before? So again here, we're talking Dynamics 365, and the data is integrated, and I have access to it. I can actually opening up the financial aspects of that customer directly from my phone. I go into Dynamics 365 Financials and get automatically into the dashboard of my customer. I can see the customer sales history, what quotes are going on, what sales orders are going on, and more importantly, yes, there is money outstanding, but nothing is overdue. So all fine, I can create and go ahead and create my quote. So here, next click on that plus button up there. I just click on it and my quote is it will create my quote again, the line items, etc. will be used to information available from Dynamics 365 sales of the opportunity will be used to go directly and create my quote. And I can send that then out from there to my customer using data from sales applications like the email body. The quote was based on my opportunity data and all started out of my financial information. Actually, before, started within my email and myself sitting in the taxi.
Thanks, Nicole. Wow. So we started with an email and we actually processed an order, pretty much, you know, right through. Now, if you think about that, you've got to be pretty sure that person in the email is the same person that you're shipping the order to. If they have a special price list for them or other contractual arrangements about, you know, how much they get charged for their wine or their chairs, I thought the winery might sell wine, but it sells chairs, then, you know, that's pretty important. And, you know, I'm able to do that seamlessly using you know, the fuller productivity suite of Microsoft. So we went from email into the CRM, into the ERP, into the financials, all the way through. And that's actually based upon this idea of the common data model. I need to know if that account, if that email is from a person in that account, that's the same account I've got in CRM, it's the same account I've got in AX or in my ERP system. So great to have productivity, but you also need to have that, I suppose, in some ways that authentication, who am I dealing with, right? So that's actually a fundamental part of Dynamics 365, and it actually relates to what I'm going to talk about now, which is adaptability. So adaptability is about how we extend this and how do we add on to it. So who in the room you know, kind of has worked in a developer kind of role? Right, quite a few here. Who's been more sort of you know, around I suppose technical decision maker, architect, kind of how the whole thing hang together role? Right? And who's been sort of more on the business side of like, hey, I know what the business process is. I might even be a business decision maker. And I'm a pretty savvy business person. I kind of get technology. Is anyone kind of in that kind of role, right? Well, the last few put a hand up. I'm probably in that last role. There's really great news for you here with that, because what we've done is we've taken those traditional paradigms of extending a system, so, you know, hooking up to APIs and using development tools and, you know, all the good stuff in Azure, and we've really also extended it with Power Apps for Dynamics 365. So this is included when you get Dynamics 365, right? And this is the way we actually, as I said, someone like me needs to use it. So how does it work? Well, there is a session on after this. But essentially, if you can use PowerPoint and Excel, you can use this. I've had a look at a few demos. I actually haven't actually done them myself yet. But it's pretty simple kind of stuff of like dragging forms onto a screen, getting it to look right. When I drag on a field from the common data model, the metadata around that knows how to visualize it. So if I have like a rating, I'm bringing on a rating, it might be a number, like 1 to 5, or it might give me 5 stars. It knows the kind of visualizations, it understands that. And it also understands devices. So if I want to leverage the GPS sensor in a device, if I want to leverage a camera, because I want to do like an inventory check and I've got a faulty inventory item and I want to take a photo of it, it's damaged, then that inventory report goes into operations, because, you know, I've been doing my inventory reporting on that and my stock take with the photo that I've taken from that device. So you can build your own apps using those kind of things. And when you want to do logic, it's simply Excel-like formulas. So sure, you know, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but, you know, once you get on the move, you can start to build out your own. But the foundation of this, though, is the common data model, because that's what pulls it all together, and that's also what enables our partners to extend this. So we're just going to talk a little bit more about that.
So Mike talked about the common data model, and what is the common data model? The common data model is actually, if you think like entities and your fields, and then it has in the back and has the metadata to understand how should that field look like. So I can have now, within standard, we're getting the Dynamics 365 metadata. It can be, for example, based on orders, it can be opportunities, it can be customer master. And it then gets extended and actually available already is within Office 365. So I can use data I have from emails, I can use data I have from my calendar, so business meetings, tasks, messages. But that's not the end. The common data model can be extended by custom entities out of partner industry solutions. For example, trade promotion. I can have a custom entity trade promotion where as a consumer products company, I can go out and say to what price the retail company would sell that product. Altogether, I then have the availability of all these common data models, and based on that common data model, I actually can build out a power app and build it an application in itself, which is unique to the user's needs. So I can, for example, in the easiest way, can just build something and have customer master maintenance, which use the customer master common data model, which can be based on Dynamics 365, but also can be based on, for example, a third-party application you have, or even a competitor CRM solution, which I then can link together. I can build that customer maintenance app out, put it up to the app source, the users can download it, and then from then on can actually start maintaining the master data. And if they change master data from a customer, for example, or contact and save it, it will be distributed out to the other system which I've connected through that app. More information on that is really in our in the session after us at 10 a.m. So anyone who is interested, please go there, and they probably will show you really neat details and flow what can be done there. So we're bringing new tool set on the market, which is easy to use and just drag and drop. That doesn't mean that the job of a real developer will go away. So there's still their role models, there are roles out there, and really use cases where we need this kind of developers. But my experience working in customers and companies was that often the business had kind of change requests, and it takes the IT department about 18 months to actually get them through. So now, with actually having that extensibility and really looking at two different kind of roles, like the citizen developer and pro developer, we're trying to support the easy to do stuff like changing the business processes where I can configure the stages of an opportunity and the steps need to do. Let's push that out. Let it be A doing that or SME within the business unit, as well as creating these kind of power apps. If they're easy, like just customer maintenance, these people can do that. And from a real developer perspective, they actually don't, my experience is they don't really like to do these things. They really like to go and creating really nice custom apps like with built custom business logic out there and freeing up their time to actually spend time what they still enjoy and like to do. So they, the professional developers, still will be able to do this custom business logic or using the APIs and the interfaces to build integration and workflow out.
Thanks, Nicole. So that's great. So, you know, I think in the past people might have heard the term XRM, you know, where you're developing out on a platform that's kind of an 80% fit and you've got to get that extra 20% gap and you want to leverage all of the, you know, design model, security model, UI models that you get with these applications. So that's just been become a whole lot richer with this capability. So the idea of leveraging it as a starting point Not necessarily for CRM, not necessarily for ERP, but for any business process. It might be a grants management process. It might be a, you know, you think of it, whatever business process that involves a customer, that involves a process where you have to track the steps or maybe take, you know, guide them along and on a journey, then that can be used as a platform for that. And this, and that's what we're really building out as well. So think of it also as a platform. We're very excited about the pending release. So the release is in December. We go GA. That will then continue the rhythm of releases, which is every 6 months, fall and spring. You can think of that in either hemisphere, but it's not our fall, it's the other fall. And we're going to have continue out the themes you see there as well. So we're going to continue out building out the common user experience right throughout. We're going to continue out refining business processes and adding new business processes, as I've just mentioned. I just gave an example, like a grants management, for example. So there'll also be focus on the you know, the other parts of Microsoft, the common application platform, Power Apps, and the common data model and integration with existing schemas. So that's what we're doing as we go forward. So we're very excited with that. And so just in summary, what we started with today was looking at, okay, what are the advantages for you? Start small, just one app. Your business can get, or your customer's business can get one app. But then, as soon as they start to step up, there are other apps they can choose from and they're integrated. Or they might not even be apps, they might actually just be, you know, productivity suite or the, you know, maybe the Power BI. So you can pick and mix from that and start small. Leverage the existing investments your customers have with the productivity solutions they have. Think about the data that might be used for driving analytics. So this is really the intelligence piece, so next best action. It might not necessarily be a sales thing like next best product. It might be something like next best knowledge article. So, you know, customers like you who've just bought this product are often coming back and asking, you know, for information. Well, here's a knowledge article that's been recommended. And that's the kind of thing we're doing with intelligence. And finally, the extensibility part we've just talked about here. Very exciting for us. And there'll be lots more in the session next door. So that we've wrapped up slightly early. So very happy to take any questions, any feedback. Yeah, how can we help? We do have some storage limits at some point. I don't know the actual number. And also, well, I do know that on the commercial side that that has probably been more attractive now than it was as well. So we kind of recognize that storage is pretty important. So I'd be happy to get back to you on a number if you want to just let me know afterwards and I'll come back to you on that. Sorry. So you have to go through the APIs. It's a service, but so it's only if those APIs are available.
But can I? There is some standard with the latest release. There comes some far more standard data input and export availability, and also not only like 10 or 20 line items. You're getting bigger, but if you're really talking about a data migration when we're going about huge amount of data, then it's better to using APIs and having data migration and. It's like King's, I think it's King's Software or Scribble, which provide this kind of data integration tool sets are then the better ones to use going forward. But yes, we have more. And actually, Excel Online, one of the functionality which you can do, and you might have seen where you your list of opportunities you can press and you can in-grid changes using actually that data kind of input tools into the system.
Yeah. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, so there is, for example, Nurse Mode, which are going to, they're currently in implementation on CRM Online 16 with field service, going out really the nurses going and pushing around. Their service stream in Australia is live on that the same kind of functionality. There are other health boards in Australia who are using Dynamics CRM quite extensively on that side of things, but I can give you a list of reference customers or customers on that side if you leave me your name and then I put that forward.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's a good area, actually.
Visha?
Okay. So the marketing automation, we have announced a strategic relationship with Adobe. So that is very early days at the moment for us, but it is what we call the preferred, that's not exclusive, but the preferred marketing solution for the Dynamics 365 Enterprise. And it actually raises another point, actually, which I had forgotten to mention. We have two versions of Dynamics 365. One's the Enterprise version, which includes everything we've just discussed today, plus the Adobe piece I was just talking about a minute ago as well. But we're also coming out with a business edition, which is for SMB and it's for businesses, you know, forget the actual number, I think it's like 10 to 99, something like that, staff. And that business edition is gonna be shipped in the US and Canada this year, and then in other geographies, I don't have an exact date for New Zealand yet, next year. And that will also have a marketing component in it. So you're starting a couple of choices. Thirdly, don't forget the AppSource library of ISV applications. So that'll have in it things like Marketo, things in it like Click Dimensions that have integration to this. And so you actually wind up with quite a choice of options for what you can do in marketing, if that helps. We don't have actual time frame for Adobe at the moment, if that's what you're talking about. So ADX Studio, obviously Microsoft bought ADX Studio, which we're thrilled about, and that's our portal technology. So that has been integrated into here, and we're integrating that with what is called CRM portals, and we have four portals, and effectively the metadata for that is stored within your CRM. And you know, it's got tight hooks back into CRM for you know objects and security, etc. That is shipped now, actually. And going forward as well, ADX Studio is still available as a portal, a pure play portal if you need it. So that's still available, but it's not part of the suite.
So you basically have two options. You have still the ADX Studio on-premise options, which comes with the technology and the integration and how you set it up. And then we put the code into Dynamics CRM. We've now launched in the May release CRM portals, which have four templates at the moment. It's employee portal, customer portal, partner portal, and community portal. There will be another launch of a government portal where you have citizen service then on there. So they're working and will actually push more and more functionality out in future. So it has absolutely value for us and as Microsoft, and that legacy within ADX Studio will go further and further, and more investment is going on into that area.
And just while we're on there, that's also tying in with our knowledge management solutions as well. So if people go to a portal, they can get like most frequently asked questions or FAQs and all that kind of stuff, and that can be driven by that intelligence I was talking about before. So all hooking up again. Does that answer your question? Good questions.
Yep. No, it is not cached. Even in the May release, we already have complete offline mobility with the tablet. So even if you're on the current Dynamics 216 version, you are on, you can go offline. And it's using Azure to actually synchronize back. And you can select like my opportunities or my team opportunities I want to synchronize up and down. So there's already more offline capability than just the cache, which was the release of end of last year. And Dynamics 365 is completely offline available, as also we now providing with the next release, which is in December, we're providing an offline API, etc. So more from a development perspective where you can do kind of more work on that side as well.
on-premise. So our existing products, we continue to invest in and continue to enhance, including on-premise. And so we are having what we're calling Dynamics 365 on-premise going forward, but it's probably at the moment, that's just aligning the commercial models. Essentially, we will continue to enhance that, but the focus for Dynamics 365 with the integration I've just been talking about is online only, in general. There are some areas where the on-premise is also able to use it, but in general, it's online only. Yep. One that's a smaller form factor. So in the May release as well, we did a lot of work on that and built out the mobile SDK a lot more and added a whole lot more controls and things like that, like sliders for, like, you know, if you're doing a survey, am I happy or not happy, or, you know, all that kind of mobility stuff. We have put a lot of effort into and will continue to. I suppose, I hope that answers your question, basically that it's kind of stepped up from what it was. What it was before was pretty much declarative, and that's all you could do. So that's kind of ramped up quite a lot. And that would be, I'd probably have to know the specific question. But in general, a lot of investment in the area, and the new SDK enhancements came out in May.
There's also further, it's still a lot of investment going into. With the next release, there are coming further enhancements on the mobility side and the SKU, as well as, for example, field service currently using the Resco, using a mobile application based on Resco. With the next release, they launched their own field service application, which is not available offline yet, but that's the next step. So a lot of investments going actually and bringing the experience up, then enhancing the functionality available.
Yeah, so you've been trying to ask a question.
It's not. It's a metadata definition.
Yeah. So
it's not the data. It's not a database. You're not having data on there. It's just a definition of your metadata, what you want to do within the databases around there. So what you're using, for example, I'm using my Dynamics CRM or 365 database. I'm using Salesforce or your third-party application, and you just define what should happening in that data and how you want to use it from that aspect. From the security model on that, I actually not 100% sure, so we would need to come back to you. So if you leave your contact details, we need to come back there. So basically, who can define that, who can work on it? I would assume it would be similar kind of with the rest of within AD directory, etc., but I'm not sure.
Yeah, so the applications that go on the app source as well, they can see that common data model, and also, you know, there's some publishing requirements to get stuff on there, which include things like being able to have single authentication. So that helps to answer the question as well.
Last question.
Any other questions?
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah, sorry. but let's talk afterwards, because I know a man that can answer your question. So my apologies. Are there any other questions? If there are, please just come up and see us. We'll be here for a few more minutes. But thank you very much for your participation. I hope you've got some better work.
Hi, how are you? Good.
Sorry.